This is Up the Road, dedicated to sustaining the Northern California story. I'm Kim Weir. We head up the road today and in coming weeks to revisit the legacies of John and Annie E.K. Bidwell, founders of Chico, though of course the place they most loved, with its marshy grasslands, rich bottomlands, and tangled riparian forests, had been here practically forever. Just ask the Machupta. The tribe's website offers some thoughtful history and cross-cultural perspective. It's fair to say that Chico's founders were high-minded mavericks. They were generally out of step with the community's thinking, but certainly respected by most locals, if not exactly adored. So it's more than a little ironic that in recent decades, Chico became nationally known for its beer consumption and related bad behavior, thanks to Chico State's hard-partying pioneer days, given that the politically progressive Bidwells were active prohibitionists. They opposed the evils of alcohol for the same reasons they loudly opposed slavery and actively supported women's suffrage, including the importance of women's right to vote. It was the right thing to do. In that time, families faced ruin if a man took his paycheck to the saloon every week and drank it away, leaving their wives and children destitute and desperate, with no rights or other resources of their own. We now know more about the complexities of addiction. But the idea then was society could only improve if demon rum itself could be eliminated. These days, even Chico residents whiz right by the Bidwell stately mansion on the Esplanade in downtown Chico, now impressively restored as a state historic park. It's another striking irony that the Bidwell's legacy in California, their many gifts to the Golden State, have become so easy to ignore, if not altogether forget. So stopping by the mansion for a guided tour or getting your group together to request a special tour is something you really should put on your travel to-do list. John Bidwell was among the first party of overland settlers to arrive in California in 1841. He first worked for fellow pioneer John Sutter as his bookkeeper and business manager, leaving temporarily to join Fremont and the Bear Flaggers at Sonoma. Bidwell helped confirm the Sutter's Mill gold find, which set off the California gold rush, and later discovered serious gold himself on the Feather River near today's Oroville. With his own gold rush earnings, Bidwell started a new career as an innovative farmer and horticulturist on his 28,000-acre Rancho del Arroyo Chico, the most admired agricultural enterprise in the state. Always active in politics, yet always a maverick, meaning not that electable, Bidwell was there. Bidwell was there to help draft the Constitution for the new state of California. He met the serious-minded Annie Ellicott Kennedy in Washington, D.C., while serving in the U.S. Congress from 1865 to 1867. Bidwell's first try for California governor was derailed by the state's powerful railroad lobby, and despite his incredible public popularity, he lost again in the 1870s. The Bidwell's far-sighted beliefs, which also included support for election reforms and control of business monopolies, were controversial during the 19th century, not to mention the 20th and 21st, but have proved their worth to subsequent generations. The Bidwells laid out the earliest streets for what is now the city of Chico and gave building lots away to anyone who wanted one. To start a teacher's college, they donated land for the Chico Normal School, now California State University Chico. And they preserved the most beautiful creekside acres of their massive landholdings in a natural state, land Annie deeded to the city as a public park for all of us after John's death in 1900. Even Chico's abundant street trees are part of the Bidwell's legacy. Until next time, this is Kim Weir for Up the Road and North State Public Radio.